land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, July 17, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, I worked late last night editing, creating the picture, producing the YouTube video of my half-hour interview I did on Wednesday with Ralph Rebant. He is a pastor for the past 35 years. He ran for governor in 2022. And even though many believe, including me, he was not treated fairly by the establishment Republican machine, he ran again this year during the last 4 years from 2022 primary election lost to this year. Ralph went around the state of Michigan and continued to grow his base, his supporters. Collected signatures, vetted them himself, went through them with a fine-tooth comb, submitted them to the Bureau of Elections, and because of an administrative rule implemented by Secretary of State Governor candidate Jocelyn Benson and her director of Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, found a way to keep Ralph off the ballot this year. Well, after much prayer, much thought, talking with the family, he decided to talk with and vet Perry Johnson. After numerous discussions, he decided to not only endorse Perry, but asked all his supporters to vote for Perry Johnson on the August 4, 2026 primary election. To be our next governor of the great state of Michigan. Well, he did that on my show on Wednesday, and I produced a YouTube video. Because he believes Perry Johnson is the real deal. He's an outsider. He's a businessman. He's funding his own campaign. If you go to perryjohnson.com, there is no donate button. And as a result, he hopes that his supporters will join him and vote for Perry and help him win the primary election on August 4th. This is, without a doubt, something that needs to happen in Ralph Rebant's opinion. Again, after much prayer, Speaking numerous times with fellow candidate Perry Johnson, Ralph has fully endorsed Perry and is asking his supporters to vote for Perry Johnson on August 4, 2026 primary election to be our next governor of the state of Michigan. The interview, as well as a graphic that I put together, is a 22-minute long YouTube video, and I'm producing the link for it, and we'll announce it at 9:30. If you want it, all you have to do is text me RR for Ralph Rebant, and I'll send you the link. But in the meantime, next segment scheduled, Justin Michael, heading into the last couple of weeks of this campaign before the August 4th primary, is asking for your vote. We're going to have him on in the next segment. Short break. We're from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. You just heard his commercial that just aired. He's running for Congress in the upcoming August 4th primary 2 weeks from this Tuesday. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you?
Well, it's coming down to the finish line, brother. And I know you're out there pounding the pavement, driving the miles, talking to the people. But I want to talk to you specifically about the campaign finance reports that just came out. Huge numbers in this race from your opponents based on actual ask from the people, seeking big donations from PACs, individuals outside the state of Michigan. Your number came in third, but here's the point. You're running a completely different type of campaign. You are not asking people for money. You're basically self-funding your travel expenses, coming out of pocket. I know you've spent a heck of a lot more money than what you've asked people for and reported in your campaign finance report. But my question is this. You chose to run a different campaign that's never been done before in the first congressional district. It's huge. It's the largest congressional district east of the Mississippi River. You chose not to be spending a ton of money on TV and mailers and all this other stuff that the other candidates chose to do, but you chose to do it a different way. Explain to the people why you chose to do your campaign this way, why you believe in the people. Why did you do it this way?
Well, I feel like the only way to represent people is to show up in their communities, have conversations with them, get to understand their nuances and their cultural differences. You know, we have such a large district, like you said. We have 36 different counties. Everybody's different, and everybody's needs are different. So the thing that I thought of is, what would I want out of a representative myself? What's missing? And I feel like the biggest thing that's missing is the connection between representation and the people. And the one thing that I have done in this campaign, I'm currently driving around with a county commissioner in Ontonagon County. I mean, I'm up here learning everything about the old mining towns. We're going to all these different places, really getting a feel. I just got back from Lake of the Clouds and the Porcupine Mountains, just seeing what matters to the people. And I get that traditionally everyone's put out mailers and they've put out TV and radio ads. Alarming rates, and they're spending millions of dollars to try to convince people that they're important or that they have a message that's going to change. And my message is a message of the people. I don't write my speeches. The people write the speeches for me. And what I mean by that is I hear stories from people because I'm present. I sit down with people and I have conversations. And I understand people say, we're such a big district, the only way that you can get in front of them is by sending them stuff. Every person I've ever talked to says they take those mailers and they throw them right in the trash. And every time you run one of those mailers, it's a minimum $17,500. And one of the things that I have, one of the biggest concerns that I have, is why would you elect somebody that spends millions of dollars for a position that pays $174,000 a year? And when you're looking at that, how do you expect those people, especially Republicans that are running, to be fiscally conservative when they get to Washington, D.C., when they waste millions of dollars to try to convince people in their own district to vote for them? The only thing I can do is outwork the people who want to spend money. And there isn't a person that's in this district that knows about our campaign that doesn't say, Justin Michael works harder for us than anyone that has ever run for office. At the end of this tour that I'm on, I will be the only person in the Michigan 1st Congressional District history running for Congress that's been to every town, every village, every city, and every township in the district. And I did it on purpose in 36 days. So for the people who have represented this district for 10 years, what's your excuse? Why didn't you stop into these communities like I have? You have millions of dollars to spend, but yet you don't show up. And that goes for any opponent that runs against me on both sides of the aisle. I'm the only one that's ever done it. I've put over 100,000 miles on in this district to show people, to earn their respect and hopefully earn their vote. Let them know that I care about their communities, that I know where they live, that I know what matters to them because I have those conversations. And it doesn't matter if those conversations are in someone's living room, in someone's place of business, at the bar, sitting somewhere in a restaurant, or hanging out with people at a town hall meeting. I'm there, open for discussion, open for conversations. But really what I'm there for is to learn about the communities. I've driven down nearly every single road in this district.
Wow, that's huge. And Justin, on that point, what have you learned from all these miles and meetings and conversations? What's your overall takeaway? Forget politics, Republican, Democrat, independent, constitution, you know, libertarian. What is your general, genuine sense of the people of the first congressional district? What's your takeaway from all these miles and all these conversations?
There's two things. The first is people are really struggling. Financially, people are hurting. And a lot of it comes from the fact that tourism's down because the economy isn't doing as good as it could be. People are really struggling to find extra money to travel, and they don't have the money to spend in their communities like they want to. And the second thing is it's reinforced the fact that the people of our district are some of the best people in this country. No matter how bad people are struggling, in the core of their heart and in their beliefs, they are good, genuine people. They love this country. They love this district. They love their communities. And that's something that has been reinforced. I have met so many wonderful people. And people ask me all the time, Justin, you know, what happens if you lose? The numbers, the votes don't matter to me because I've already won. I've won because I've been able to sit down with people and have amazing conversations. I've met so many wonderful people. I mean, people that genuinely would give you the shirt off their back, even if they were freezing to death, to make sure that you were okay. And to me, that symbolizes what the heart of America is and what the heart of our district is. And I'm so proud of the people who are here every day working 80, 90 hours a week to put food on their table. They're not complaining. You know, they're not out there trying to come up with excuses. They're like, listen, we're resilient. We just want a chance. We want a break. And I've just really felt the passion and the fortitude that people have in this district. And I'm really proud of each and every person that's out there contributing to the communities, volunteering their time, trying to raise their families. It's just been an incredible experience. And I didn't expect anything less, but it just really fortified my love for this district and my love for my home, which is the district.
Born and raised in Grayling, went to high school in Grayling, served in the military, traveled the world, comes back, successful businessman, basically consultant dealing with the type of problems people have trying to act as a facilitator, mediator, whatever capacity. All of this has basically given you a perfect life experience to be a congressman in Washington, D.C. Was that ultimately, going back now almost 19 months ago, was that ultimately all of the life experience and everything that I just mentioned, your major decision to do this and to run against the incumbent congressman?
I don't think you ever really plan to run for office. I think most of the time when you're looking at politics, you see it as just this absolute circus that is the most inefficient and ineffective position or form of our constitutional republic. And for me, one of the things that you realize is when things get out of hand, you're always looking for that person to step up and do something. And I waited and I waited and I waited. And finally I said, enough is enough. I guess if no one else is going to step up and do it, I'll do it. And trust me, it's not easy. I mean, every single aspect of campaigning is brutal, it's daunting, and it's really negative because everybody out there is either trying to question you, trying to catch you in something, or they just don't want you to succeed. And especially people that are part of the establishment or part of the power struggle or power dynamics that are happening currently, they don't want you to make it. And the thing that I have found is, regardless of what anybody says, I wake up every morning, look at myself in the mirror and say, Justin, you got two votes, and that's yours and your mother's. Now go out there and earn people's respect. And that's what I did. And I go out there every day. I put in 18 hours a day minimum trying to show people that representation is about you, your voice, your agenda, not about my voice and my agenda. And for so long in Washington, D.C., you've had people that tell you what the agenda is going to be. They never ask you. They don't even care what your opinion is or where you stand on things. The only thing they care about is themselves or what the national party is telling them the talking points are. And so at this point right now, all I can do is go out there and say, guys, hold me accountable. What is it that matters to you? What differences can we make together? How do we work together to fix the problems that you're facing every day?
Dino activities. We've got basically 2 weeks from this Tuesday. They are going to start early, 9 days of early voting, technically by law, July 25th, a week from tomorrow, this coming Saturday. What is your plan? What are you hoping to do as far as talking with people, attending certain things, any planned, basically trying to do what's called ballot harvesting? What's the plan going forward here over the next couple of weeks?
My plan is to stick on course of what I've been doing, and that's go out and meet with people. Today I'm in Onondaga County. Tomorrow I'm in Houghton County. The next day I'm in Dickinson County, then Menominee, then Delta, and then we go to Schoolcraft. We go to Marquette County. We go to Elder County, back to Crawford County for the Asaba Canoe Marathon, my hometown county. I'm really looking forward to getting back home, which starts the process of the voting, early voting. You know, then we go to Oscoda County. Then we go back up to the Upper Peninsula. We do Chippewa County. We finish in Mackinac County. It's about being with people. You know, as much as people are trying to push whatever, it's about meeting people and say, go out and tell everybody you know, your family, your friends, if you want a voice in Washington, D.C., if you want to take the power back for this district, if you want someone that cares about the community, get everybody you know to go out and vote. Go tell, spread the word. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed and don't be afraid. There are a lot of people that try to suppress your vote as a grassroots candidate, and there are a lot of people out there that are trying to spew propaganda. Do not be afraid of that. Be proud of it, because this is what representation is about. This is our movement is your movement. It's not my movement. I'm just the voice. And I want to give that back to the people. I want to give power and a voice back to the people. For years in my professional life, I've been the voice for people who have been voiceless, for the people who are oppressed, for the people who don't have hope. And if there's one thing that I can do, I can inspire people to have hope because I care. I show empathy and I show up. And so, you know, this August 4th or before when you can vote, just tell everybody, you know, in your communities, anybody listening out there, if you believe in what we want to do, go out there and just tell people to vote. Get them out there, you know, 10X. Everybody knows 10 people. Get them out there. Get them registered. Get them ready to vote. Go make a difference. And that's the one message that you tell people everywhere you go. You don't have to be loud about it, because when you go in that poll, you get to choose. You get to decide. But just go do it.
Well, you make a valid point. Like you say, if people hearing this interview, been following you, understand basically your principles, your foundations, your values. Like you said, Justin, all they got to do is reach out to 10 of their friends and then ask those 10 friends to talk to their 10 friends. And if it can change just from grassroots, word of mouth, can make a huge difference on August 4th. Stay safe,
absolutely,
brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. Be safe. Love you, man. Be safe. Take care. God bless.
Finally, our news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.